mentioned yesterday the fact that there are certain exceptions to the rule of Shomei Ka'om, actually three, right? Over there, so review ourselves, Kriya Shema, Shmoneh Esrei, and benching. And all three, a person is supposed to do it by himself. Yes, there seems to be an exception for an Eino Baki. Sofa Mavarech Ubur Yotze. My Rebbe had a Chiddush Gadol that even that works with what I read you yesterday from the Rishimus, is a kind of a mini Zimun. And where do you get it from? That they too have to say Amen. The whole Rebbe's beautiful Diak three times. I read it yesterday. These three cases, Shmoneh Esrei, Birchos Kriya Shema, and benching, the Rambam requires Amen. Doesn't give you a Shomei Ka'om option. So as he said, based on the Rishalmi, do by yourself. And Shomei Ka'om is not quite yourself. That's the whole Chazon Ish's Lamedus. Your thing relates to me. It's not really me. But if it's a Tzibur, then it's a whole different verb. The Ritva as the Lashon is Kaguf Echot. Kaguf Echot. It's one as if it's one unit. So the Rebbe's Chiddush at the end, he was sort of forced into this Chiddush. Even in the case of Sova Mavaruch Ubur Yotze, which I always thought was straightforward Shomei Ka'om, it's a Pashup Pshat that way. Now, we open our Gemara. Our Gemara is here in Masechta Sukkah, Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Gemara says, Shava V'Lahana Yotza. Right? Minay L'Shomei Ka'om. Now, if you look on the side, it says, Mesoros Hashas, Brochas Mem Hey Amud Beis. Take a look and see what it says. There's going to be, you know, a significant issue over here. How are we going to get out of this Gemara or reinterpret the Gemara? That's it. Just look at, it's only found in two places in Chas, no? Sukkah Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Brachas Mem Hey Amud Beis. Famous concept. Everyone knows Shomei Ka'om. It's only found over here. Mikana Shomei Ka'om is only found in one place in Shas. That's here. But of course, Shama V'loch on the Yotza, Bipshuto sounds like a Shomei Ka'om. Bipshuto. Right, let's see. That's over here as follows. Let's just see the whole Gemara from the top. Toshma. Noshim Bezamnos Yatzman, Vavodim Bezamnos Yatzman. Okay? Frekta Gemara. What's it based upon? Let me show you this. This is an interesting. Let's just look back a little bit. This is a fascinating concept. We're not learning brachas now, but all these things are related. The Mishnah, right? Shlosh shachol kiyachol chayav al zame. Fine. What about shnayim shachol kiyachas? One says Imratzul Zamim Zamdin. One says Eim Zamdin. It's a Mishnah Mefaresh. You need three. No. Hosam Chol V'Hocha Rishus. There exists a concept of a Rishus Zimun by two. It's exactly what my Rebbe said. The Rebbe's verb from yesterday was Shama V'La'ona. When it comes to Birchas Hamad, you have to answer Amen, because it's a kind of a Zimun of Rishus. Okay? Now, let's go back to the original Gemara that we started with. Noshim Zamas Yatsan. Frektim of our Meya Nashi Kitre Gavri Damir. I'll try that in the public sphere. 100 women like two men. What does that mean, 100 women like two men? It doesn't sound politically correct. What does it mean? What do the words mean? It means 10 men make a minion, not 10 women. Three men make a mezumin, but not three women. And the fact that women can make a mezumin indicates that two men can also make a mezumin. More answers. And you see, women can make a mezumin. So you see, two men can make a mezumin. Shani Osandika Deus. There are two kinds of mezumins. There's a real mezumin, and there is a mezumin of Deus. If you hold that two can make a mezumin, then women is also regular. It's a mezumin of rishus. If two cannot make a mezumin, then women are only like deus. A different concept completely. Fine. Not anymore as follows. Oh. Says as follows. Shnaim shachul kiyachas. Echad men yotzi bevirchas chaveru. Vavina v'maykha mashvulon. Tanina. We know. Shama v'lo ona yotzo. Oh. It's found in two places in Shas. Sukkah lamud ches. Brachas mem heim. Shama v'lo ona yotzo. We know this already. There is a brisa. Or it says it's telling you that ain birchas azimun beinayim. There's no zimun. Okay? So you can't make a zimun. But shama v'lo'ana yotza. Now, is shama v'lo'ana yotza exactly the same as shamea ka'ona? According to my Rebbe, no. Because again, shama v'lo'ana is found in two places in Shas. Shamea ka'ona is found only one place in Shas. So we always assume the two are identical. But according to what my Rebbe suggested over here, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because Shama V'lo Ona, in this context, at least the context of Birchas Hamazon, is a kind of a Mezimun. But I have to answer Amen. Normally, Shomek only don't have to answer Amen. Just keep that in mind. A little tricky. And as far as the idea of the Tre Gavri, there's an interesting source I wanted to show it to you. Because if the Mishnah Brewer is bothered, why is it that women don't make a mezuzah? Why? The Chayav Birchas Hamazon. Why shouldn't... give me a Gemara Brachas, if you don't mind, Aleph. If they can make a mezuzah, if they're chayv in birchas hamazon, so why in fact is it that women are not chayv in the mezuzah? By the way, we pass the noshim mezamis rishus. It says the way in the Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon even suggests maybe it's even a chovah. We don't pass them like him. But I am not a fan of women making zimunim because I think it's again part of the egalitarian push. When I grew up, no women ever made a mezuzah. Never, unheard of. Now they're starting to do it. It's all part of the same pushing the envelope. So therefore, I'm not a fan of this. I want to show you that Mishnah Brewer gives reasons, which are, even in today's world, not necessarily satisfactorily. It's found in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadi Tes Yavov. I'll show you what it says. Noshim and Mizanim Aleim, Mizanim Aleyatzman. Okay, fine. Rishus. Okay, Siv Zayin, Rishus. Ochosim Anoshim, Chayavos Ayotz B'Lizim Mishalonu. They're obligated. They're obligated. And Afri Shenim Mevinos. We saw this yesterday. It's a unique thing by Zimun. Only by Zimun and by. Why? Because it's a tzibur. We saw the Mishnah Brewer yesterday already. Let's look at the Mishnah Brewer over here on Siv Zayin. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brewer. It says, Rishus, watch this. Lo rotzu chachamim lahatal aleim chiyuv birchas hazimun k'shem b'fnei atzmam shem le'eino motzi kol kach shiyu bekiyos b'birchas hazimun. Not even true today. It's almost universal education for from Jewish women. They all they get there. It doesn't apply. Watch this one now. Efsho shul chatchila mitzvah ramufcha b'shlosha levarach al akos uviish shegnai hadavar. Women shouldn't be drinking. Men shouldn't be drinking either. Came from a session downstairs about the workplace, but
The kids and immigrants, we don't pass the Tzricha Kol. We never make a Kol. So the reason that that's so satisfactory, why are women different? It doesn't ring to us. So here, I think the answer is basically what we just saw. But I'll show it to you in print. If I have the right daf, I'm not sure it's the right daf. I'll try to find it. You know, in Hilchos Tumah, the distinction between Rishus HaYochan and Rishus HaRab, that's derived from Soto. Right? It's a whole limud. Fine. Rishus HaRabim, the whole discussion. Look at this. Hosamudika Shlosha Noshim. That's called Rishus HaRabim. Abul Hocha, the Noshim, then who? Afilu Meir Kechad Damion. Rishus HaYochadu. Tkamina Misota. Masot and stiros alav ish echad alav b'shnayim v'hi lav stirahi shri ish achas misyacheres v'shtei anoshim alav shus ha-yochid v'lo shlosha alav shtei anoshim stirahi den shtei anoshim misyacheres v'mishechad. What he's trying to say over here, Rabbi Osai, is that it's not called a rabbin, it's not called a tzibur. A tzibur is 10 men, or for certain cases 3 men. Much more fundamental. The Mishnah Rukav is technicalities. They're not pekiyas. They shouldn't be drinking wine. No. It's much more fundamental. Because the whole idea of this mezumen, as I told you before, is to create a whole new institution called the tzibur. And women do not create that institution. Yes, but on a level of reshus, they can make a lower level of tzibur, namely two, right? The zamen and reshus. Right, 2 men, according to one opinion, can do it. 3 women, the Choladeus, can do it. It's a lower level. It's a lower level. But it's still, as my Rebbe said, it's considered to be a tzibur of Arayah after Enter Amin. Otherwise, it would be straight off Shemei Kona. Oh, no. They don't have the Ritva. The Ritva and Brocha say that I guess they don't recognize it as being really the Ritva. How can that do? It's almost impossible to imagine they don't have it. Anyway, the Ritva, they feel bad. They don't have it. Just don't have it. Maybe under Ritva I can get it? Let's try that. Let's try this. No. They're not goyris it. But it is a ritual. Oh, I can't argue about Rabbi Bar Ilan. There he says that 3 is a tzibur. It's guf echad. That's Lashon Ritva. Guf echad. Okay, Rabbi Osei went a little bit too far afield. I wanted to point this out to you. The siyata d'shma. Thank you. Good. Where else do we find this concept? That you need a zimun. If there's no zimun, you don't say one can be more to the other. We're in a benching-like situation. You find it one more place, and that is in Shulchan Aruch. This happens. This is halacha lemaaseh. This really happens. Nowadays, did you ever hear see anybody being yotz benching with somebody else in your life? Never benching himself. I used to be in the old days. What are the Muslim men? One person benched, and the other people just listened. Even today, that's how it should be. You should say it out loud, and everyone should say it in a whisper. People don't do that all the time, but that's the proper way to do a zibum. Anyway, but it's a case where you find that people actually do it in real life. Watch this. In Siman Reish Yud Gimel, Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Bebrocha achrona, srichim lichalek, v'cholechad mevarach liatzmo, de'ein zimun leperis. You consider one group if you're all together. You ate bread together. You ate fruits together.
He's just snacking. Ain zimun, the kind of zimun does not exist by Paris. Right? Understand it? It's not kavua enough. Very nice. Very nice. However, you may have seen in your time that people are motzi one another in Brocha Achron, as we call it. There's the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu kabu yachad lo mahani lezeh ubediyevet im kivein lit lo seisam bevorach gamken kivein lo tzio yotza vafilu below kfius klal. It's a chiddush nifla. Where do you get this from? Ain't even the parents of before the Gemara. What's his proof? Moshe posek have a chavel the elsim in kuf samach zayin sif yud gimel ayin shem mishnah berurah. My humble opinion, this proves absolutely nothing. Let me tell you why. Look it up. Kuf samach zayin sif yud gimel. What's it say there? Hechad lo kov mok and amin and shekolech baruch liatzmo im kiven and bevaruch lo tziyem and iskav lo esis yosef. We're talking here about bracha rishona, Rabosai. The whole vod rishalmi is that bracha achrona benching is weak. You mean be a raya from bracha rishona, Rabosai? I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah's raya. Are you low, maybe? Maybe it's not even good with the Evan. Then he says, he's working with the assumption we said before. Then he says, benching is very popular. But Baruch Achrona, yesh lismoch lasis ken lechatchila shemivorach echad bekol rom habroch achrona. Few achem yosim ayodo. Felix yodim lebats in the vorach. Who befrat broch achrona main sholosh. Ain't a kol bekiyim bo. Everyone knows baruch nefoshes, but not everyone knows alamichis. It's a little bit longer. Baal peh. Bevaray tov laskan lechatchil. Umikom makom. Tov yoser sheyom ima mavorach mila bemila. So if I'm being moitzi yodim broch achrona, if you know it for yourself, whisper say along mila bemila. This is a very important case. Fine. And there's one more situation where this comes up, the same idea, that you, when it comes to certain things, you have to do it yourself. You can't do it by proxy. Right? We said that you can't do it by proxy, by benching, because you are the one who ate. You should thank yourself. You don't thank someone by proxy. Just, that's no way to say thank you. I'll say just thank you by proxy. You can do it yourself. Yes, I'm sorry, yeah?
The Rebbe doesn't hold the Mishnah Berurah halacha?
I do, but I don't see the raya from Kuf Samach Zayin. I say it's very. I'm even the Mishnah Berurah said I should say it along himself if they know how. I'm even more strong on that because I'm not sure the Mishnah Berurah is correct. I can't. Who might argue the Mishnah Berurah? But I'm not sure he's right. The raya, I don't think it's a good raya. Rabosai, where are we? Din Mefurish Kuv Chav Zayin. When the Chazan gets to Modim, right? Omrim Modim Anach Loch will be called Modim Derabbanan, and you end Kel Ados Belos Koros Hashem. Why? Toch Hazoros Hashas, we just listen. So if you look on the Avodrom, he explains you don't thank God through a proxy. The 18 brothers from Esrei is no problem. It's just quiet. Say, answer Amen. But Modim is not right. At a pinch, it's okay, because it's Amen, it's and the whole new concept we spoke about. Ad Kan Rabosa. Yes, sir.
Why is that different from Nodilacha and benching?
You're right. Benching is also an exception.
So it should be...
Ah, you're saying that even Amen shouldn't work.
Yeah.
Even Amen shouldn't work, you're saying. Good question. Strictly speaking, when it comes to a mezuzah, one person says even because it's guf echad. I say it's also guf echad. It's not good kash. It's guf echad. Therefore, you listen to nodal lachan. Is the answer is good enough? Why can't answering amen tatov shimchal lachan nodal holders be good enough? It's not parallel. It's a good question. I don't know. Not everything's exactly parallel. Apparently, close. Okay, Rabosai. Fine. I want to go back, since we're holding on Sfiras Omer, to the issue of Sfiras Omer, Shomei Kohen. So, we mentioned the Mishnah quarter Machlokas. He told the Machlokas that we showed him. The Ritzkeis said, you do say it, that's klar. And he had shot in the Rashi. In the Rashi, but not, we thought the Rashi from Rashi was not a good Raya at all. Not a good Raya. With Tzibur, with Bezin, could be the same thing. Maybe there's even steers in the Rashba, perhaps. I saw that Achron quote, maybe steers in the Rashba. So come shoot the Rashba. What does it say here? Rashba. Chelek Aleph. So there are two chuvas in Rashba. Rashba is a voluminous chuvas. Let's see two of them. Sfiras Omer. Shatz moti es hashavim shashomea ka'ona. Afilu lechatchila. Slulav ha'gozel. Right? Shemek Ona. Shemela Ona Yotza. Kol HaBrachas. Yotza Motzi. Okay? Done. Except Shemon Esri is maybe unique. It's a Machlokas, Rabbi Elir, Chomen, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We pass the Gabonon. Ein Motzi is Habaki. That's Tefillah. Kol Echav HaKashas. This is Yerushalmi. We're supposed to say Yerushalmi again. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, it's no problem. Kol shekhen she'ona, amen. Kol she'ein ikar mitzvah b'abrocha, ela ha'sfira. V'im yirtzah shomea yotzi yirichol v'ayodah ben abrocha, v'chakach kol echad sof v'li'atzo, derech she'nogen b'birchas ha'halil, if you want. What's the impression, Rebbe? How do you read this Rashi? I'm asking you a shayla. You see the Rashi in front of you. Do you say shomea ka'ona by sfira? Yes or no? The shuvah, the original shayla was, Shas Bracha B'Kol Rom, because everyone breaks himself. And Nachal Yochal Otzio, the Shoal seems to say that you don't say Shemei Kona by Sfira. Did the Rashba agree or did he not agree to that? Did he agree or did he not agree? What did he say over here? He says, Im Yirtza Shomea Yotze Dechova Yodem Ben Abrocha. So maybe here he really means that you don't say Shemei Kona by Sfira, the way the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Rashba. He didn't quote this Rashba; he quoted Rashba from somewhere else, I think. Hold on 1 second. I want to show you. We already saw once before in Siman Tov Pei Tes. Let's read it to you briefly. Here we go. It's Machlokas Rishonim, he says. Rashi Menachas says, he quotes a Chidush Rashi Menachas, which we thought was not conclusive. But now this Tshuva, maybe a little bit more conclusive, maybe he's trying to say you don't say Shomei Kona. Maybe. Or maybe not. The bracha, yes. Maybe sphere or not. Maybe, right? It's not conclusive, right? What you say is also not conclusive. Well, let's say there's one more tshuva. One more tshuva. What do you see from this Rashba? If they want, they can be yotzi with the sfira shliach tzibur. Checkmate. Other two sources were not conclusive. This is conclusive. No. Rabbi Sai. Im das yachidim Shalat of Mishriya Shlech Tzibur. Means if that's up to the Das. If the Das is to be Yotze, they can be Yotze. Pashup Shat. How do you get out of this one? Mefurish. Mefurish. So, there's a Chok Yaakov. I'm not sure if I can get, we have Chok Yaakov on our, let's take a look. Hilchus what? Pesach, right. See if he can, how's he gonna squeeze out of this one? This Boliatzma. Oh. The Rajba. Oh. The Sof Helabashem Rajba. Hey, the Beis Yosef, the atmosphere of so much the Yachsiba Yotza. Vizeno. The Kavonas, Harajba Rakala Brocha Dafka. Moshe Kosla, the Machuvasa, the Kuf Chavov. He says it doesn't mean. Is that tenable? Let's read it again. Is it tenable? Chazen mechtan levarich ba'kol onam achav amin. Mi shechazo birach liyacha mikain mibrocha levatola. Tshuva. Im das hayachina shlolotzes b'sfiras shliach tzibur. He means lolotzes b'birchas shliach tzibur. No, no. Okay. So he said it. He said it. Fine. But why should it be? Why shouldn't you say Shemei Kona? By these drushes, lachem, it doesn't add up these lachems. So I saw the Machron suggested based upon the Dvar of Rome. The very famous Dvar of Rome in Simen Lamed Aleph. Since we're holding the Sfiras HaOmer, it's Chovev Aleinu, always, but especially this time of the year, we're learning these in Yonim. We're about to stop Psachim, we're about to say, almost. So we're still holding up the fort of Chodesh Nisan. Simen Lamed Aleph is a rather interesting story. A guy's mesupik of Sfiras HaOmer. Doesn't know what day it is. Three, day four. Can you make a bracha and say today's 3 days, today's 4 days? Huh? What do you say? Yeah, we have to, like, we very often will say in the Korbanos of Sukkos, Yom HaShem, Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaShlishi, Yom Revi, Sveik of the Yom. It's Bipshut O'Nira. Ain't in a sphere she yotze milos ha-mitzvah b'piv. El inyona she yehuda v'yochlet etzlo midas v'mehechlet ha-minyan shu sofer. V'lavach l'vik the sphere klal el kriyas milos ha-sphere hu davilok sphere atzma. That's what says Pshat in Mogan Avram. Ain't sof in a beloshin shemavin. You don't understand Hebrew. Lo yotza. Why not? The Rabbi Yaakov understands it agrees. Because we just learned it. If you hear someone and you don't understand, it's one thing. If you say it yourself, you also say it. Says the Dvar Avram. No. It's not a count. By Kriya Shema is a Kriya of Amir Lechud. You don't have to know it. If you say it, you don't have to understand it. Fine. But over here, by Sphira, you don't need a pasuk for this. Sad Atzman ain't a Sphira minion elek shav sofer amoni odeo maven as a misper. Lavachi hamirak kriyas hamil lebelvav look a Sphira minion who pushed me out. The Valdik. This is the Dvar Avram, Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Dalet. Says over here, if that's the case. If that's the case, he doesn't understand it. It's not called a sphera. So this case, the guy is not sure day three or day four. Bevadei eino monish neyamim misveka. Hech yom ayom shlosh yom ayom arbo yom. Eze misbu. It's either three or four. It can't be both. So it's neither. You have to understand what you're doing. You know what's going on over here. Answer the Balamor's kasha in the psochim. Fret the Balamor in the psochim. You have the Gemara Pesachim with you? Look at the Balamor, the very end. Why don't we count Sveika de Yoma? The Balamor is a kasha. I read your lashon. Balamor says, Matam ain't on the soul from Shtei Spheres Misafik. End quote. He says, you can't do that. What are you going to say? Last night was what? What was last night? 11? Maybe not. Maybe it was 10. It's only 11 if the first day's Pesach was Pesach. But if the first day of Pesach was Erev Pesach, and that's what we do, we kept the second day Yontif here in this country. Why? Because maybe Tezayin is really Tezvov. Then he should say last night. Hayom Asar Yom Lom, Hayom Asar Echanas Yom Lom. Why don't we do it? The Baal HaMor is Kasha. As he can't do it. It's ridiculous. That's why you have to just pick with Baki Bekfir the Acha, and we just said 11. We didn't say 10 because we know deep in our hearts we know it's 11. That's the answer which he gives. The Baal HaMor gave a different answer. I put on the Mar Makom. So the Ran? Not yet. Okay, we'll see now. Let me just finish the Chuvah. You'll see. He has a fascinating word over here. This is a famous more how should I say it? In the yeshiva world. Because the yeshiva doesn't look, they learn Shai Mochsen. And even the yeshivas that go slow, they still get it Davov. Usually. They got much past that. There's a famous Tosfos in Rosh and Davov. Discussed over there, Sofek for a minion of Maisa Sheni, a Maisa Behema rather. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So the Tosfos of Rosh, I'm going to show it to you. Where's Tosfos of Rosh? They have it? Gentlemen? Tosfos, read. What do you say?
Tosfos of Rosh.
Is it?
Above the
Ashayim. Is it?
Two up.
Oh, that was a rush. Thank you. Baba Metzia, where are you Ashayim? Tosa's not asleep. Bowen base. Oh. In Toma, wow. They counted 1, 2, 3, and one of the, they jumped in. There are 1,000 sheep there. And they're counting. And one of the first group of 10, one falls in. So now, of the 900 and something sheep there, one of them was already went through the turnstile already. It's no good. Kulam Pturin. Im Toma, Osa Kovas Yibatl Barov. Kulam Chayav Laser. Like this. Asiri vadeyam rachmana velo asiri safek vafilu ki amina called the parish we were parish asiri safek mikri elashatori tira safek zev yisurin is rabna hatas nebach isa leheter haide bitl barov avul hocha liola lom nafim vizichach safek asiri. It's against all of Shas. No, by a minion counting, you have to count with certainty, Rabosai, with certainty. So the Dvar Avram is pretty certain that he's right. At the end of the day, even a gadol like him was sure he's right, backed out. And why did he back out? He backed out because although he thinks he's right, but the Ran is against him. And the Baal HaMor. Because the Baal HaMor didn't give this answer. Gave a different answer. Different answer. Let's take a look in the Ran. It's the last page, maybe. I thought it was again. Aha, here it is. Watch. Watch. Chosim is safer more. Matam ain't sofen below bracha beyond of shenish or pesach. We have in sukkah mem zayim and beis. B'shmini sofek shvi. Meisev as shvini bruch lemme marachina. Eshe birchas as sukkah o medes kidan kiddush hayom. Nimni mimni below livrich, bruchi. O mimni matam in anu sofen beis spheres be sofek. Kamo shana osim shteyam zayim and shem be sofek. What did he answer? Didn't give the Bar Avraham's answer. Gave his own answer. What did he answer? Sphere is only a zecha b'yama. We'll come to that, discuss that later. Hachi asik le beduchte b'benochas amem amani yomu le mani shvui. Amar zecha le miklashu. V'onu shon amon in yomu mishvuos minikul b'yodeinu. Avolati tino zman in lanu. Don't shech yonu. Yeah, also no, hano, fine. What about saying twice? What about twice? Oh, look what he says. Ul sphere as a omer, he says, this is important for later on. Ein bo zeche l'shum hano, el agmas nefesh l'churban beis ma'avoyenu. It's a zeche l'churban ha-mikdash, not l'binyan ha-mikdash. Im ama b'shmini savek shvi, shal suka meis yosfin v'olam v'achinam, shal tova b'rucha b'rucha mikor yontav shenim edu rabonon, v'taka yontav rishon shal shmini shuchag v'dar reise, shal mikor negdo, shal yosfin v'olam v'achinam. Abel anu, heik nakor b'rucha sfiris ha-omer, mishum yontav sheni edu rabonon, shal mikor negdo. We make a bracha the first night of Sfira, even though it's a zilzul yontav sheni. Too bad, yontav sheni. Here's a deraisa versus the rabbanon, and Shmi Aseres is fakirin. If you made a bracha leishem besukah, it'd be the rabbanon against the deraisa. V'imbonu this pashtei Sfira is misafik. Watch this. Nimsa Sfira shniyah no sheches ad yomtav rishon shel atzeres. So 49 it'd be shvuas. Also, there's a zulu yontav rishon to the raisa. That's why we don't do it. We didn't give the Avraham at the very end, even though I think I'm right. Af as the last paragraph. Af a pish hasvar nechona v'yesh l'smuchin after the razah tiris to kushiyos ma'ashetam and in the sofen shtei spheres b'derech acheres. He quotes this. Nira lechora the less lay kusvar asenu, and the Ran quotes it as well. Therefore, b'dina didan. Maybe if you want, you can count two spheres misafek without a bracha. Today's three, today's four, but no bracha. He's not willing to go and say he's wrong. If he's wrong, make a bracha. Why not? The Rebbe said, my Rebbe used to say something crazy. Hayom shnayom lo omer, hayom shnayom bo. He did both. He's a Talmud. He's a Rabbi Rachman. It's the Talmud of the Rav. He wrote the Sefer. We think it's, well, come on, a brisker chumrah. But that's a different kind of a suffix. You know, it's two. Just a natural loma boom. What's that? I have a new chumrah. Hayom shteyam loma. Hayom shloshiyam loma. No. So he says you should do it if you want to do it, but not a bracha. We don't do it on a regular basis. But if you're in China, you know what day it is. It's date lunch. I don't know what you are. You should say both without a bracha. They are significant day long shots of a sphere. I had one just now. It's so hard to keep track of what's going on. Guys, just yesterday they came to me, the day before. Guys flying to China, leaving in the afternoon. They say he's never going to see night. He'll never see the nightfall, that's what they claim. He was leaving on Monday. You got to figure this out. When he lands, what is it? Is it Tuesday? I think it's still Tuesday when it lands. So I can make a bracha by day, which we paskin. But just in case, we don't know. Anyway, not for now. I've also spent enough time, it's been half a shiur on Shomei Kona, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We now begin the next sugya of bracha over L'Asiyos. Okay, Rabosai, now you have the Maram HaKomis. Actually, you can read them, so you should be better prepared than until now. I couldn't blame you if you couldn't read it. Now you can read it. Let's begin. Come. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Omer Abaye, because the Mishnah two menachim make a bracha before make a bracha or not. Omer Lo Shnala the Acharav to make a bracha after Halal. Rashi Lo Shnala the Tayy Bracha b'Minig Alav Bracha the Acharav. Abu Lefana mitzvah levarech. Dom Rav Yehuda Mashmul called mitzvahs of Kulam Baruch Alayhem over Lasiyasan. Over Rashi says Kodim. Why Mashmah the high over Elisha da Kadumihu? The Yomar, this is found in Pesachim as well as in Gemara. Amram Nachem by Yitzel, the Ksiva Yorat Hachimats of Derech Hakiko by Yavar Sakushi. Abaya Mameachav who over Lefneim, he bars Mameachav. The Yavar Makal Lefneim Hashem Roshim. But all three, it's not just long Kodim, just before. It doesn't say Kodim, it says over, means just before. Fine. Tosfos. Mitam zet sarach levarach alulav kol nashiyat lenu. Di lachashiyat shenatolo midag bein afik bein. As it says in Daf Mem Beis. So you gotta make a bracha before you pick up the lulav. Milo mistaber klal. Hech yivarach olav u munach bekli. Ha'omar b'chakom eshav b'nochas aflam b'nei. Tfilin me'emes ha'yivarach alein. Mishas ha'nocha atshas kshiro. You can't just have the tefillin in your hand, you know, in the palm of your hand. Make the bracha. If the first have it, what? I mean, you'll put on tefillin. It's you're taught from bar mitzvah. You put it on your arm. Then you make the bracha. Why is it wrong having it in my hand? It's over the over, they call it. It's too far before. So you have the lulav on the table. Over the over. Again. So Rabosai, the first suggestion was to make a bracha when the lulav was on the table. They don't like it, it's too early. V'shema, mishayaskel lita lulav konish yita la estrik mevarech. V'ana oval asiyosan shemik akmez ezeh. You take the lulav, so you're ready, almost ready to go. The estrik, you can snatch it from the table in a second. You ever seen him do this? Baruch, he has three things in it. His right hand is occupied with his 3 million. Baruch ata Hashem elkeinu melech olam. Hashem gesham v'sam 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 v'sam. Have you ever seen anyone in your life do that? I don't think so. You ever seen someone take it from the table and do that? All four from the table do that? Never. All for two. Okay, fine. Vayta. Vayta. Inami. Li'acha shenot el shnehem. El shahofech echad mehen. Oh, this is what you saw. Kedamina b'sof pirkin. Shafocho den yotzev mitzvah el derech kedelosam. Kedashina per gluva rova. That's what everybody does, no? Is that what you see? You take the estrik upside down, make the bracha, you turn it right side up. That's what everyone in the world. Emes? Am I an accurate description of reality as you see it? Everyone knows that. Well, suggestion number 4. Vafilu nokid lukidaraka de losan, evsha shi skavin shlolotisbo, alacha bracha. The Alpha Gav, I mean, is so true, Besdin. Mitzne Tzvichas Kavana. Mikoma Gom Bal Korcho Lo Nafik. Period. Vahod Lo Mishani Hochi Besol Pirkin Af Membeis. Demari Ba'odam Shein Abaki Sholech Etz Abaki Lilmot. He does not this trick of Kavana Shlolotis. So 4 answers so far. Answer number 5. Inami Mishim Lo Gomra Mitzvah Suat Achan Nianua. To my time and I'm in Bavarokan al Tilas Yodayim Achan Atila Logoma Mitzvos or Achan Nigov, so did Avdalin, also Lecha below Nigov Yodayim, Umilo Domi Kuli Hai, the Nanua Eino Ella, what's the next word supposed to be? You have Machshire, that doesn't fit at all. Shiare Mitzvah, Shiare Mitzvah, Bosai, that's the proper text, Shiare Mitzvah. Okay, take a more later on. Be'alma, v'lo ma'akev, k'aminim b'sota, k'aminim b'sof pirkim, medag b'nafik b'ein. The mishanik shafoch, lo mishanik b'shalom niena, he knew it's not ma'akev. U'miu emes, he says. The rabbos of the nafik b'ein mevorech, rabbos say, all the first 4 suggestions are wrong. What were they? Take all off the table, take the esrog off the table, flip the esrog upside down, have kavanah lotis. They're all wrong. The 5th answer is right. You make the bracha after the yotze. So before the gemara, where's the gemara? Pesachim Dav Zayin. The pligi ba'al bir chametz. The mar sava l'sha'ov mashma tvei. U'mar sava l'habom nami mashma. Can you make a bracha of al? Some say no. Al is past tense. Got to make lih. And some say no. Al could be future as well. Uparach me also lulav the atzma the katani in the total losses ba omer al natilas lulav. Vikash the man dama varech levair should make lito lulav. Umishani no shani awesome. It's past tense. The beidna the agbeinu nafik bay. I uparach iachi losses. It's still called Ovelas Yotz. It's like a mitzvah nimsheches. I'll give you an example. A guy puts on his talis, but it's too early to make the bracha. What do? So you wait till it's time, Yishayak, and then you make the bracha then. Same thing over here, if it's a continuation. Here too. True, the Netila took place, but not the Nenua. It's a continuation. It warrants its own bracha. Wow. Says Tosfos, look. Behold. Says in Nafim Aleph, Minhoga Shalanshi Yishalayim, Adam Yotzi Mitoch Besov, Lulava Biyodo, Nichas Abayis Besak Neses, Lulava Biyodo, Korek Shmi Lulava Biyodo. Afa Pisha Goleinu Advarim Ein Ma'akvin, wow. Chiddush Nifla. I wouldn't have said it. Yad V'yakabe, done. It's over. Uvehed Ya'amar Yushalmi B'brachas Perakaroa. Gabe Tzitzis. Hosa Tzitzis Yatsova Shez Jonathan Tzitzis. Nisatiba Shez Shez Yatsova Nisatiba Tzitzis. Hainu Taiman Defisha Mitzvah Moshechas Kozman Shumuta Fiyomi. Same as lulav? Come on, Rabosai. What are you kidding? Umikom along gami dama the lulav. Tostam avarach on the tilas lulav. Umishanadl over kvar ikar mitzvah. Ikar mitzvah is over. When it comes to tzitzis, it's no less ikar 5 minutes from now than 5 minutes ago. It's not a perfect comparison. V'hosni b'rishami p'tiki mitzvah same as same avarach aleyen. Rav Yochanan amar over la siyosan. Rav Huna amar b'sh'as ha-siyosan. Ooh, wah. Mamash, at that very moment. Do that. You have to say that's Tosfos. Ad kana bosei Tosfos. Am with me so far? Five different ways. How do we pass them in bosei? Evan up your Mishnah Brura. Hilchos lulav. Evan open up. Tav reish nun aleph sif hei. This is already in the original Ramakovas. It's the last one on the previous sheet. So you should have been able to read even before today. Okay. Tav resh nun aleph sif hei. Yevorach al netilas lulav v'shechayonu kono sheitel asterik. Oh. Yesh yevorach. Oh, that's awesome. The second teretz of Tosfos before you pick up the asterik. After the lulav and before the asterik. Oh. Yahapoch asterik at shevorach. The third teretz of Tosfos. Okay. So these two teretz of Tosfos are found in the Shulchan Aruch to give you two options. Two options, that's it, two options. Good, two options. Mr. Bruce of Khan Khafe. Fine. Ein Beis Yosef Yesh Oreitzer. She Kodem Lasi Yosef Naina She Chavin Shalom Lotzis Beat Mitzvah She Yidl Kulam Biyodo. What's this? How do you phrase it? What? Course on cough test in the bottom. The half man damage is Saint Chicos Cavana, Mikomicom, Kim Jolotis in a yotze. Why is he saying this? Ah, cheat the Kuna Biodo? No! He had more Biodo and it's still Kuna Jolotis. Sounds like that's not the that's not the way I read the Tosfos. Let's read it again. I feel no look at that because they lost him. Emsher she's scavish the lotus bo al achar abrocha. Even if he takes them all different in one shot, I'm not sure what this is. It's a phrase. I don't quite get the phrase. Anyway, then he says, "I'm biragro shekosav tzeh ha'etzel iosem of cheres shebekulon." Is that really true? Lamed, bottom. On the meiker adin mashem biragro. Why? The Gon quotes our Gemara. The Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin with base. But the Gemara seems to say, you don't need no Elasar Asan.
Yeah.
What the Gemara say in Pesachim? Let's see the Gemara Pesachim. I don't know if it has a Gemara, we'll see it on the screen tomorrow, but you have a Gemara Pesachim for sure. Today we'll try to rely on the screen. Everyone reads Levi's future. I'll be here. Marsava is a pup or a puppy. Marsava may kora mashma. And if he cannot make Albir Chavetz, he's got to say Levar Chavetz. Umarsava lahaba mashma. Mesve. Also, Lulu Vyatzma, Mavarach Shachyanu Kimono. No Lusbo. Oh, Mashak, Shamma Sava Simono. Alatilas Lulu. No. You see what? Al's future tense. Answers the Gemara. No. Shani awesome. To be in the Agabe Nafakbe. Frank the Gemara. What do you mean not to Lotisbo? Lotisbo. Yotzibo mi borale. Enochinami. Should the Gemara the Misty Sefer Leishin Besukah? Toneration Lotisbo. But really, what? You were ready Yotzi earlier. I had a brachas afterwards. Doesn't matter. There's an exception to the rule. Any other exceptions to the rule? Any other exceptions to the rule? Chutz mina tvila v'ashofar. Bishlam tvila akati gavrilo chazi. Toma tvila is a ger. The ger can't have a tzivana before he went into the water. Not matzuva. Shofar, what? He may not be able to get the sounds out correctly. So shechit the mila too. He may not get the shechit of the mila correctly. Ela chutz min atvila bilvadet mar. Tanya nami hachi. Tavav yolam al yosa omer. Shech shom esvanu. Al atvila. And Tosfos means only tvilas. Well, the Gemara says tvilas again. What about Lulav? Lulav is also an exception. We just read it. Few lines ago. Rabosai. Right here. Lulav. The Bina Dagmar Nakhlikbe. And it really is Yotzebo. Yotzebo, you make a bracha. Why is Lulav not found in the list of exceptions? They tried Shofar and Mila and they rejected them. They only have Tfilas Agar. What's wrong with Lulav? Get to it later. Now, I just mentioned the kasha to you. If you thought of the kasha on your own, it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. We'll have to see slow. Fine. Ah?
We're talking viewers on Lahabo in the end. So wouldn't that uproot that?
Since we paskin that Al is even Lahabo.
Right.
So therefore, the whole Gemara Shalok Halacha.
Right.
Could be. Someone says that. Still, we don't find the argument at this point. So, Rabosai, there's a fascinating Bikur Yaakov. And again, you don't have it. I have it inside. Look it up later. Tov Resh Nun Beis Sivkot Yud. Now, Beis Medrash has the beautiful Aruch HaNer, and the back is Bikur Yaakov. Look it up. Rabosai, what's it in? Do I have to take a lulav in my hand, do an act of taking? Or is it enough if it's in my hand from before? Before when? Before Alos HaShachar. Okay, I woke up early, a real Baditshava. The story about the Baditshava, you know my story about the Baditshava? He was such in a rush to take lulav, an estric, yontif, that he put his hand through the glass and cut his hand. That's what they say about the Baditcha. They don't say about you and me. Okay? Rabbosai. The guy was such a rush, he picked it up before the Shachar. Mamash can't be Yotze. Nice, still holding on to it. Clarity b'kuriyaka v'shayla. Can you be yotze? Yes or no? Shama din daraisa. What's all the kach l'lachem b'yamarishim? It's in your hand, or you took it in your hand, b'yamarishim. He took it in his hand. Was not Yom, it was Leila Rishon, it was Yom Rishon. Shalom Birkas in Bikur Yaakov. Now, Tosfos third Shita, you don't need a Maisa, fourth Shita. When you, what you're doing is having Kavanah. It's a mind game. I picked up the Lulav right before Halal, like a good Jew. I have Kavanah not to be Yotze. Why? I make a bracha. So I pick it up. I say, Asher Kitsham, Mesavasvana, Al Nasilas Lulav. And right then and there, I have in mind to be Yotze. Didn't do anything. Didn't do that. I didn't pick it up then. You see from here, that the Tila doesn't mean picking it up, taking it in your hand. It's in your hand. The fact that it's in his hand, even though it was there before he made the bracha, and before that he wasn't that kavan not to be yotze, or before that it was before Elos HaShacha, doesn't matter. That's the raya of the Bikur Yaakov from that sheet. Have a shayla, Rabbi Osai. What if Mitzvah Trichos Kavanah? So we said before, what happened over here? What we told the guy to do? We told the fellow, you have kavana shelo lotzes. We spoke about this already. We learned the sugya about Tosef. Reb Chaim said, Reb Chana quotes it, that's a big difference. If mitzvahs ain't shirchas kavana, then even without kavana, we say it's a maisa mitzvah, just like the kima mitzvah. A maisa mitzvah. You lack the kira mitzvah. Rabosai. If that's the case, we talk about our tosis. Over la siyason. Rabosai. Over the what? I picked it up right now, it's true. But right now, I'm not yotzi until a little bit, until later on. So maybe the post can suggest nafta over la'asiyason, not la'kiyumon, the ma'isa mitzvah, even though it's not necessarily the kiyama mitzvah. But that's not true. Because what did he do? He did the ma'isa originally, but that was a ma'isa without a kiyama, according to Reb Chaim. Now it's only over la'asiyason of what? Of the kiyama mitzvah. See, that's good enough. Achidish nifla. You don't need to overlap yourself to the maisa and the kiyum, because in this case, if your mitzvah ain't shirchas kavana, you pick up the arba minim. Kavana shalolotz, as Reb Chaim said, Reb Chanan quotes it. It's a maisa mitzvah. It's not the nafkamin for Baal Tosef. So the maisa mitzvah I had already. I'm just missing the kiyum mitzvah and still labeled as overlap yasan, Reb Osai. Some of the mefarshim suggest calling this Reb Chaim. Wow. Now the Bikur Yaakov's Chakira, can I fulfill the mitzvah by just holding it from before Elos HaShachar or from before Ad Kavanah to be Yotze? Put those two a little bit together. So what happens over here? What happens? We can make a distinction, say the Achronim, in the case of the Orach HaNer, we picked it up before Elos HaShachar. He picked it up, what we call Bizman Ptur. He picked it up, Bizman Ptur. So therefore, if you learn as a Chiv to pick it up, not just to have it in your hand, that would be no good, as the Orach HaNer in fact suggests. Listen carefully, please. But in our case, according to Reb Chaim, There was a Maisa Mitzvah, even though at that time he had Kavanah Shel Lotzeis. So therefore, we can suggest that if you have your hands before Alos HaShachar, there's no Maisa Mitzvah at all. But here, there was a Maisa Mitzvah, you know, the Kiyam is going to be delayed for a few minutes until you make the Bruch. Split them. Fascinating, possible distinction. What other bits of Shrichas Kavana? What did Chaim say about that? If bits of Shrichas Kavana, you have no Kavana, you're a Misasik B'Alma. It's not even a Maisa Mitzvah. Mor HaShanav Chavches sounds that way. We can argue that according to Reb Chaim, in this case, particular case, maybe you weren't Yotzei. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, I had the lulav in my hand, didn't have Kavana to be Yotzei later on. There was no Mais the Mitzvah at the beginning. Wow. When Tosis said, look, Efshe she is skavin, look inside. Efshe she is the last few narrow lines. Efshe she is skavin, shlo lotzitz bo, and achra brocha. What does that mean? Pashta means Mr. Strichas Kavana. Because later on they say, watch this. Afal gav, it says it's Strichas Kavana, v'chule v'chule. But the first line, before the Afal gav, Salah was going even to quote the number that what? Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. Question should have said, Afagav, Ve Afagav, De Afagav, different Gersos. So it's no Raya complete. I'm not sure. But again, Rabbi Osai, Tosa's other answer was that it's considered over us of the Nianua. How integral and important is Nanuim to the mitzvah of Luluv? What do you say? Based on this Tosfos, they call from the Brisker of. It's an integral part of the mitzvah. Goes back to Rishonim. I asked you to see, or you probably didn't get there, to a certain riff. Meshech Rosh Hashanah, the lengthy discussion we'll get to later, but talk in the middle of Tekiah Shofar, a complicated discussion, we'll get to it. But the Ritva on that daf, the Ritva is Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Kosev Arif. Let's go slow. This is an important ritual. Talks here about, could you find me lulav over here somewhere? Anybody? Not here? Lulav should be here somewhere. Oh, found it. Watch. Ken bracha shel lulav shem dukei v'ani agmei nafik bei v'ani nua gemar mitzvah. But there's in another expression. Come on, find it for me. It's here somewhere. He says, you're not Yotzei, but the Rabbanon until you do the Nenua. Anybody? to find it. It's very long. Somewhere there. So it's an integral part. They quote it from the Brisker Rav. You have to be menanea with the abominim that you used to be yotze. You know, the Brisker, they have all kinds of chumras. They take 10 different abominims. Yeah, but the same one you use for the bracha and tilas luluf, same one for the nanuim. It's part of the mitzvah, I'm about to say. Part of the mitzvah. And the truth is, the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos, it's one of these other Marmakomas, has a very important lashon. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, based on the Gemara later on, well, Menachos actually, really, that you don't make a bracha to the last stage. I'll show you what I mean. Kol mitzvah she'asiyasu gemar chiyuva v'vorach b'shas asiyah. The kol mitzvah she'esh achar asiyasu tzivui acher and v'vorach ele b'shas she'osa tzivui achman. Keitza. Ha'osa sukkah O lulav, O shofar, O tzitzis, O tefillin, O mezuzah, O for six. And in the baruch b'shas asiyah, shekha shom asos v'an alas, so sukkah lulav, O tefillin. And she yesh acha tziyos a tzivri acher. What's the tzivri acher? To sit in sukkah, to take the lulav, to hear the shofar, to put on the tzitzis, put on the tefillin, and to put the mezuzah on your door. Right? Correct? Did I get it right? Six for six? Watch. The Emes Haim of Orech, B'shal Sheyesh B'sukkah, Yinanei HaLulav. What did you say? Nanei HaLulav? Na Yitol HaLulav? That wasn't, that was 5 for 6, not 6 for 6. See from this Rambam, that Nanu was an integral part of the mitzvah. And the Brisker Rav is saying, they quote from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said this based on the Shia Lulav, Kadesh Naneabo, Tefach Kadesh Naneabo, Mishnah of Testament Beis. See, Nanum is a critical, integral part. Part of the mitzvah. And that's a Gemara of Mem Beis, I would say. We'll get to Mem Beis one of these days, I hope. Where it says, Kot Nayode, open up to Mem Beis, don't trust me. Chav Test, we learned already, but Mem Beis, we didn't learn yet. Kot Nayode El Nanea, it says in the Mishnah, Chayab Lulav. What do you want? When you're not there for? You're a lito. No, says Briskerov. Nanu is an integral part of the mitzvah. You have to know how to do Nanuim too. Even though the Nanu is not Ma'akev, you still need a Shir Nanua, you're Dale Nanea. That's what they say. Now, Rabosai, I have one word to explain to you, which is the word Ikar, the last line of this long tosis. Orvok for Ikar HaMitzvah. What does it mean, Ikar HaMitzvah? What does the word Ikar HaMitzvah mean? Means, Rabbi Osai Pashtas, that the Chiyum, your Yotze, the moment you pick it up, the Chiyum goes all day. It's over L'Asiyasan of a Chiyum. Wow, it's a Chiddush Nifla V'Nar. Over L'Asiyasan of a Chiyum. What they have. No Rabbeinu David. No such luck. A lot of Rabbeinu is what they say they don't have. Rabbeinu David and Psachim, my famous Rishon, says something along these lines. However, could be an interesting shaila, Rabosai. Because I want to say it depends upon this. Take a look, Rabosai, if you have your big Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Lulav, if you slept in, it should be for nothing. The Taz, Tov Resh Nun Aleph Sifkot Nun Yuzayin. Tov Resh Nun Aleph Sifkot Nun Yuzayin. Says in Shulchan Aruch Sif Yudalad, Lo Yosef Men Acher Al Arba Minim Mishem Bal Tosif. Baal Tosif, Rabbi Osai, Baal Tosif. And what if you take three? If you take three, what do you say? Instead of four. It's Baal Tigra. What does Tzitzit say about this? Look carefully. Look what he says. Towards the end. Hod zocha rabbeinu atur b'zeh b'al tosif lo zocha b'al tigra fisha lef amem notel afil pochas midalad minim tahayne b'shoa she'ein lo kulam oz notel es mashi yesh lo kadeh shal yishkacha toras lulav kadisa l'yeh al sifid beis. And if it is no b'al tigra avu b'mosif yesh iser im kima l'shem mitzvah v'yim yesh lo kol dalad minim v'notel pochas mishem chiva b'mitzvah Enochinami the overall Baal Tigra. Vatur Nokat was the Psikta, the Tainab Mosif. Wow. Why? The mitzvah's done already. Can't have Baal Tosif without the mitzvah itself. No, apparently the Taz holds. Taking the lulav after you finish is an integral part of the mitzvah. Same as Nenuim, according to the first Pshat and Tosis. So to taking it all day also is integral and critical. Interestingly, if we turn to the siman in the Shulchan Aruch, Elio Rabba. Right over here. Tafresh Nun Aleph. Look what he says. Watch. Taz Kosav. Mari Acha Shabirach V'yotza Notel Mishim Chiv V'mitzvah. Azai im notel giminim over lo tigra. Ein on nira. Tekei von she ein lo bo me ikra mitzvah rak mishum chima mitzvah. Ein on mishum lo tigra. Ubal tozlif im lo mecham and lotzeis. No bal tigra. What are they fighting about? Midagabe nafik bay. What happens after that? According to the Taz, you get an impression? There's no longer any chiyuv, but it's a full kiyama mitzvah. And if it can be bal tigra. And Eliyahu says, no, Nagme Nafik may completely, it's just a chibuv. It's nothing. It's basically nothing. Okay. Now, Rabbos, I ask you to see the Ritva in Pesachim. I have to get to the sugya of Ovelas Yosef in earnest. I hope they have this one. They didn't have on Brachas. They have my Pesachim. Find out soon. Ritva. Yes. It's important. Watch this. Here we go. Kosev Aritzal. This is written by a Talmud of the Ritva, apparently. V'tam zeh she'amru chazal levorach al ha-mitzvah over la-siyoson k'dei she'yiskadesh t'chila v'brocha v'yigale v'yodia she'ososnet mitzvah Hashem izborach. V'yod? Ki ha-brochos me'avodas ha-nefesh v'roro la-haktan avodas ha-nefesh l'maiseh she'u avodas ha-guf. I ask you a question according to the Ritva. Can you make the brocha after you finish? What do you say? Can you make the bracha after the mitzvah? You forgot to make it over last year. Yes or no? So the Rambam says, absolutely not. He says as follows. You can't make the bracha afterwards. No good. Unless it's the mitzvah nimsheches, tzitzis and tefillin and things of this nature. If it's done already, done is done. Shechita is done. Kisa is done. The only exception is what? Tefillas hager blavad. Only tefillas hager. No other exception. No other exception. That's it. No other exception. But you know, he goes even further than that, Rabbi said the Rambam. The Rambam, where are we, Rambam? What's going on? What happened over here? What happened to the Rambam? Where? What happened to the Rambam? Got lost? Nope, got lost. Start over again. There's one more Rambam I want to show you. Hilchos Ishus. Yes, I'm not making a mistake. Hilchos Ishus. Hilchos Ishus? What are you kidding? What does that have to do with us? Look at this one. Rambam was a Birchas Eris and the Birchas HaMitzvah. When he put the ring on a finger, he wants to make the bracha afterwards. Kol Mekadesh Isha Tzor Levarach Kodem HaKidushin Chakach Mekadesh V'im Kidesh V'lo Birech V'lo Yavarach HaKidushin. You know why? Shizu Bracha Levatola. Why? Masha Nasa Kvar Nasa. The Chor, the Rit from the Rambam are saying something similar. The whole purpose of the Bracha over the Asasa is to demonstrate this is your Kavana and to be Mekadesh yourself, and that's it. Who disagrees? The Or Zeruah. I brought an Or Zeruah here today. I know we have too much time. I thought we have much more time. I thought I have time for everything. But I get sidetracked sometimes. So I'm behind my schedule. I just want to show the Or Zeruah. We Sifrei Halacha, right? Where's Or Zeruah? Or Zeruah. Can't see. What's that? Brachas, it says? What? No, it's still a sucker. Bill's Krishma? That's Krishma? I can't, my eyes are not so good. Apologize. This is Bill's Krishma. Here we go. You know, it's like a Mefurish Gemara in Brachas. When you make a bracha, you make Ava Rabba, you make Yod Zeror. The Gemara says, maybe you only said Ava Rabba, Shemad Lo Mati Zman Yod Zeror. Ava Rabba can say from Alos HaShachar. Yod Zeror, Bepshuto, from when? Who knows when? Avarabas is alos. Every all mitzvahs is a yomah from alos hashachar b'di'evin. But it's one other shiur before sunrise. What's it called? Mishayakim. Pashvat Mishayakim. What he says. Chizmatas man yotzeror. You say it. Okay, fine. So what do you see? What do you see? What do you see from here? A klal godol b'kol ha'tarakula says your ozeruah. Lo madna mikan. Shekol heichad lo birech konam ha'mitzvah. Mevorach liacha kein v'yotzei de bracha against whom? The Rambam against the Rambam. What's his raya? Look, amazingly, it's four rayas. Raya davar tvilas ger shem mevorach acha tvila mishem degav lo chazi lo matzim mevorach kodem chen hu adin l'shachach lo ef shem mevorach kvar over las yoso shem mevorach acha zman. Is that a good raya? Why is it not a good rhyme? Yeah, he don't have shemishi yevshar. There's a yevshar over there. Come on. What about the raya from Yotzeror? What do you say about that raya? Is that a good raya? Huh? What do you say? Is it a good raya? I'll show you one more thing and I have to stop. Again, I'm favoring Hilchos Pesach. I love Hilchos Pesach. Still in Chodesh Nisan. Look at the Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Pesach. That's fine, Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Pesach. Tough Lamed Beis. No. Slow down. Okay. Kodem Shayask Livdok, Yvarach Shekisham Mitzvos of Tivano, Abir Chametz. Vim Hiskil Livdok below Brocha, Yvarach Kozman Shalosiem Bidikoso. Not afterwards. Why not? Kodo Zerua, make the Brocha afterwards too. Says the Vilna Gaon. Biragra. Kozma. Ava Mishasiyah Lo. The Lo Kagos Oshri Sol Berkama de Brochus. Vachaniskima Polskin. Tamashal Gos Oshri Mimashakosa de Brochusham. Omi Yotzeror Acha Krishma Avalav Rai, as the Rashba says, Brochus Lava Krishma Nitkinu. You don't say Hashem Kisham Besotzvon Al Krishma Likuras Hashma. That'll be a good raya. Not this way. You with me? I'll have to stop here. Bishop, tomorrow we'll get into the sugya. If you have, I brought an Arzarua. Put it downstairs. It's worthwhile seeing the Arzarua from this point and on. With four rayas. We already saw two of them. And the Shach. You can see the shack in one of two places.